Welcome back. I'm Ross Bolin, and we're here at Grand X Media Headquarters in Austin, Texas, for another episode of Backdoor Cover, where every week we talk college football, sports betting, and the most effective Kegel exercises.
That should come in very handy.
I'm joined by my co-host, Dylan Chavarri.
Hey, Billy, what's up?
And Jared Borislow.
I'm Jared Borislow. J-Bone.
I pronounced your name correctly, and I feel like this episode has been ruined. Are you wearing Birkenstocks?
Of course I'm wearing Birkenstocks.
Man, I wore Birkenstocks every day for like 6 years in middle school, though, like when I was a child.
I've never owned a pair, but I had Doc Martens.
I had Doc Martens in middle school, too.
The boot kind.
I wore them on formal Friday or whatever the fuck.
In middle school, if you didn't have at least one pair of Doc Martens, then you couldn't be in the cool group. You
couldn't get a handy.
Okay, I'm like too young to know what that is. Is
a hand job?
Is it these? No, not Doc Martens.
Oh.
They didn't used to look like that.
These look like stormtrooper boots. SS member would
wear. If you Google Doc Martens now and hit the images, it looks like something a neo-Nazi would wear.
It looks like they sell these in a Hot Topic.
Yeah, those are not what we're talking about.
They were hot back in the day.
What the hell are you guys talking about?
I don't know. We don't have time to get to this right now, but I'm in awe of your Birkenstocks that you're wearing.
Yeah.
Do you feel crunchier right now?
Well, no, Birkenstocks are just the best shoe to wear. They have great arch support. They make you look like you get fucking puss.
I love how
they don't.
God damn it. I love how they, like, when they're brand new, they like, you, your foot molds to them, you know?
It's beautiful. Man, maybe when your shoe become one.
Maybe
it's the closest you can get to fucking your shoe without actually fucking your shoe.
Is it?
Birkenstocks are the least comfortable shoe to fuck, which is kind of ironic because wearing them is like fucking
them. Are we talking about fucking shoes now?
You know what? I'm going to tell us, just because Jared's disgusting, this is important. I was at Thanksgiving this past, I guess it was Saturday.
This is going.
My second version of Thanksgiving, I did one on Thursday and then one on Saturday with my dad's side of the family. And my grandma tells me that one of my cousins who's not there, he was in New Orleans, I think for a bachelor party or something, that he had recently told her he listens to this podcast. And my grandma, first she asked me what a podcast was.
Of course.
And I just said it's like the radio, and she told me about how she used to work on the radio or whatever. And then she asked me how she
used to blow Dick Clark back in 1964.
She asked me how she could listen to the podcast, and I said she couldn't. And that's why, because of Jared, because he's disgusting. But my dad's a gross humored. Like me, my poor innocent grandma can't hear you talking about making love to a shoe. Anyway,
you shouldn't be making that decision for her. She should hear me talk about fucking shoes and then make a decision for herself. She's old enough to.
I feel like there's a bell curve there, though. Like you're old enough, like you hit an age where you're old enough to make that decision, and then at some point you're so old you no longer can make that decision for yourself.
Yeah, it's like right around the time your kids stick you in a home. I think getting stuck in the home is the final, you know. You know you don't want to go to the home. You kind of just accept the fact.
Just like
you
don't know
to.
If you want to listen to some sick, hairy dude talk about banging a shoe. Shout out to my cousin Andrew.
Shouts to Andrew.
Real quick, today is the day, the main event. It is Cyber Monday at Man Outfitters. Go to manoutfitters.com and get 25% off your whole order with the code CM25. That's capital M. And a capital C, but in the reverse order. CM25, like Cyber Monday. We've got the best gear from Patagonia, Arc'teryx, Columbia, Sperry, Southern Marsh, and more, all 25% off. And to make things even better, that code takes an additional 25% off items that are already marked down in the sale collection on manoutfitters.com. That offer expires at midnight today, which is Monday. It is currently 3:43 p.m. Central Time, so we're going to get this thing up as fast as we can. Use that code CM25 on manoutfitters.com. Save you monies.
Jared, what's 25% off of something that's already 25% off? What's the total percentage off?
It's free.
I think you're right. We're giving away clothes.
I don't know.
Can we say that? Is it legal to lie?
I don't think we're allowed to lie, but I'm sure we've done it plenty of times already.
You know what else we've done plenty of times already? Talk about the news.
So, yeah, you know, Dan usually does the news. He's not here this week. I don't remember where he is, though. Where Dylan? He was talking to you earlier about it.
I forgot. Oh, he's teaching snorkeling
to blind kids
on the
Mississippi.
It's weird because they're on the Mississippi, which you know the water is like gross, but it doesn't matter because they're blind.
Yeah. Well, but the problem is that when you're blind, you have a better sense of smell, so they can smell that the water.
That's actually not even true.
You're right. It's a wives' tale.
Yeah, it's an old wives' tale. Because the idea is that you lose one sense and the other ones are heightened, to make up for it.
Yeah,
but that's totally false.
So I do get the feeling they know they're in gross water and there's nothing they can do about it and they can't see it.
The visibility for someone who can see is like nil.
That's true.
Like,
so it doesn't matter.
Can't see.
These
so
kids aren't missing out on anything.
A few questions. Number
we're
one,
we're in the Caribbean. It's clear and they don't even know.
Did Dan get this passion for snorkeling when he was with the stingrays and the sharks?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
So then, secondly. How does he like see in the Mississippi? He doesn't need to see, I guess.
He doesn't. Well, he's teaching blind kids. I don't. He might even get in the water. He might just be like in a little paddle boat, and there he
like
just
poking
them
with a stick.
Oh yeah.
They don't know.
Yeah.
They're no more the wiser.
That's pretty nice of him. I feel like all the other stuff he did was kind of for his own personal gain, like for money. This is just kind of like a charity.
This
thing.
Is pro
more,
bono.
This is more philanthropic. Wow. It's like he made a He made a killing in the logging industry,
calligraphy
business. So now he's doing something for the kids.
Yeah, for the kids.
For the blind kids.
Think he's going to like give each of them a handmade kite after it?
Probably, yeah. That's why you fly a kite while you snorkel.
What kind of fish and or creatures are in the Mississippi? Do we know?
I don't think anyone, including any scientist, knows, and I don't think anybody wants to know. What kind
of creatures?
Did you know that a bull shark can swim up the mouth of the Mississippi and live in fresh water for like weeks at a time?
They can live forever.
The most aggressive shark.
They can live forever in fresh water.
Is that true?
They're immortal.
They're the shark that causes the most shark attacks.
Oh yeah, they're the most aggressive.
They're insane.
So they can swim up the Mississippi from the Gulf of Mexico
and survive.
And survive and will like eat people that swim in the Mississippi.
Speaking of,
so the blind kids I feel like they're just like sitting ducks.
These kids are at risk.
Oh, man.
There's not a guarantee that a bull shark will be in the area, and there probably won't be.
I think,
but it's possible.
I think Dan knows about that, but he just probably thinks he could fight off the bull shark if it came to it, so he didn't even put it in like the release waiver that it was a possibility.
We also had a user send in an interesting animal to a follower, a listener, send in an interesting animal called the lancet fish, which is it's pretty cool.
What does it do?
It's fucking terrifying looking.
Is it one of the kind that lives like
it's
deep
this,
down?
It's this
in the
thing.
Oh my god!
What? That's a real fish?
You run into that?
That looks like a Pokemon version of a marlin.
Look up lancet fish on Google if you're listening.
That's terrifying.
Lancet fish, one word, and never ever run into this thing.
Speaking of man-eating creatures, Dylan, on your ranch,
I was gonna save this for the we usually have the animal segment.
Oh, you want to save it for then? Or just go to the news?
I mean, we can talk about it now if you want.
I think we're in the animal segment. Real quickly, though, just want to say one more thing about the lancet fish. These are hermaphrodite fish.
Oh.
Same.
They have, I don't get it, but they are. Anyway, tell us your ranch animal story.
Yeah, so we trapped a badger on our, I'll just go ahead and get right to it. We trapped a badger.
Oh, God,
on
I totally
ranch.
Forgot about this thing.
We trapped a badger, and so we've had long discussions about the wolverine and how it's like the most ferocious, aggressive animal on the planet. The badger is obviously a very close relative of the wolverine. So here I am talking about wolverines and how they're so dangerous and how you never want to come across one. Meanwhile, a badger is basically stalking me from Austin to our ranch out in the hill country.
Little do you know that this badger's coming for your head.
I posted a picture of it on my Instagram account. Go check it out at dshivery. Look at this thing. The claws on it are unbelievable.
And it's huge.
It's huge. It's basically the size of a pit bull. And the teeth, we didn't get a shot of the teeth, but the teeth are long and sharp and made for just killing fuckers.
Yeah, that's what, as I'm a badger, as you guys know, because I went to the University of Wisconsin.
Yes, badgers.
And my teeth are made for eating puss.
Okay, see, my mom listens to this podcast, and now I'm going to have to tell her, she just like, Ross's
she
grandmother.
Can't, just got to tell her you can't listen to the parts with Jared.
What are you doing? You can't talk about eating puss.
We need like an adult version and then a version for normal people who don't want to listen to Jared, where just like the parts where he speaks are just long drawn out beeps, or just not there
or
at
some
all.
Sound effects.
So I had no idea that a badger was indigenous to the area. I didn't know that. So I did some research. Sure enough, they're all over Texas, except for, I think, East Texas. They don't go that far. But everything I've read is that you do not want to approach one because it is a ferocious fighter, and it'll basically just rip your throat out.
I still can't believe how big it was. Like, I've seen pictures of badgers, and they're way smaller.
You don't have any live badgers on your campus?
I've never seen one in Wisconsin, in the state of Wisconsin. I'm not entirely sure.
Y'all didn't keep a live badger at the school?
I always imagined that the campus was like more badgers than students. Like just thousands of badgers.
We had some foxes that ran around. They were kind of cute, but besides that, there's no badgers.
Well,
yeah. Anyways, the news. Don't Michigan, say it like that. Ohio State. I had to watch like the end of this on my phone. Did you guys watch the whole game?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched
Tell us about it.
But I will say that Jim Harbaugh was crying like a little baby after the game.
He's been a little bitch boy, wasn't
he? Man, he was...
That was clearly a first down, anyone with a brain.
It was.
He was slightly upset with the officiating.
He thought it was like a foot and a half short. He was just way wrong. That's just sour grapes.
Yeah, he was just being a sore loser after the fact. That call was the opposite of how the Texans got screwed recently, where it was clearly a first down and it didn't get called. They didn't get the spot. But, yeah, he did. Harbaugh... Dude, I love him, though.
I'm a Harbaugh fan. I like him.
More and more.
I like him more than I like Urban Meyer.
And the more that he gets hated on, the more I like him.
Do you want your coach complaining like that after a game? I feel like
Hell
I don't
yes.
want that. As a player, I don't know if
you'd... I think you... No, as a player, no.
Harbaugh would...
As a fan,
Harbaugh
yes.
Harbaugh was never not going to be pissed if they lost.
I think as a player, you want a guy who's going to go up there and not stoop to that level. And
right.
But as a fan, I like to see a coach who is as equally pissed off as I am and feeds my flame of anger. But, like, I wouldn't want... any of my coaches of the teams that I like to go up there and do that because it just makes you look like a sore loser.
That's what I'm saying.
Makes your org look bad.
True.
But it's Jim Harbaugh, you know? I don't know. I feel like he's already insane. His image can't really take a hit from complaining.
He is an insane person. Hell of a football coach, though.
That was a great game.
Next up, the rankings. The college football playoff rankings come out Tuesday. AP and Coaches Poll have the same top eight. And that is...
As last week?
No, just as each other.
Oh, as each other.
And that is Bama, Ohio State, Clemson, Washington in the top four. They have Michigan at 5, Wisconsin at 6, then Oklahoma, Penn State, and Colorado.
The Buffs. Did the Buffs cover?
No.
It's a goddamn shame.
The Buffs won, but they didn't cover, so we don't care about them.
That's a loss.
Yeah.
They should drop out of the rankings completely, in my opinion.
Totally agree.
So they went up a spot.
They let everybody down.
Is the deal. They're up to 8 now from 9. What?
That's 9.
They're 9, according to...
You said have the same top 8, and then you put 9 on there. You're making me look like an idiot over here, Micah.
That's
what the
true,
fuck?
Micah.
This show is a...
That's half on you, half on Jerry for not
Micah
being able to count.
Micah has top 8 written there, and
y'all both messed up.
Written.
Look,
it's true, but he set me up for failure.
If you haven't learned that you need to spell check producer Micah's work, this is on you, Jared.
It's true.
You're the one with the microphone. You're the one misrepresenting our knowledge as a podcast. But what a disappointing weekend for the Buffs.
J-Bone.
Yeah.
Is this the point in the podcast where you tell us about how Wisconsin's going to sneak in?
Yeah, it is. And it's not sneaking in.
You know what? I bet this is super exciting for the listeners who haven't heard this 3 times already.
The funny thing is they've heard it in all these weeks past when I said it was going to happen, when everybody said it wasn't going to happen, and now everybody says... might happen.
Was the badger that we found on our property some kind of
symbolic
foreshadowing? Yeah, symbolic.
It was. And its death wasn't symbolic. Its appearance was symbolic.
I think its death was symbolic.
Right. I don't think it was. And so all it takes is if we win the Big Ten championship game, all it takes is either a Washington loss or a Clemson loss, and we're in.
You're telling me you see a giant dead badger as a good thing and not an omen?
Well, it's seeing a badger at all.
Is live or
if I saw a live badger, I would be dead.
I'll tell you how we trapped it.
No, you didn't.
So there are a bunch of holes, like the entrance to our property, the gate area. Huge holes in the ground.
Was the badger fucking one of the holes?
Your property
and
an underground cavern?
We had no idea what it was. He started to like burrow under the road to our property, so we didn't know what it was. And so our
so
neighbor
these holes were created by him.
that our neighbor was like, what's going on? We kind of on the property line. We share the property line with our neighbor. So he set out a trap, a snare is what it's called.
Right.
And sure enough, he caught the badger. That's how we found the badger.
How did it kill the badger?
That I don't know.
It's a snare, bro.
Was it trapped by the foot? Does it trap by the neck?
So,
trapped by the penis?
Actually, over Thanksgiving, my uncle showed me a giant bobcat that he killed with a snare. And I thought that question in my head, like, wait, so did it like stick its head in the snare? Like, why? How the fuck is it dead? Because I thought snares caught you by the foot. I just didn't ask. I didn't find it particularly important.
No.
Point is, it's dead.
It's a dead badger.
It's a badger, but the badgers aren't dead.
All right.
All it takes.
Do you really, in all seriousness, give us an odds that Wisconsin could find a way in?
Wisconsin right now has a 50-50 chance of making the playoff.
You don't think that's a bit optimistic?
I don't think that is at all. We're the sixth ranked team in the country, and we play a team that is, what, the seventh ranked team in the country? Eighth ranked team in the country. And so,
have you looked
if we win that game, and Washington and Clemson lose, then we're obviously getting bumped up. We need one of them to lose.
You're dependent on other teams losing, though.
No, we're only depending on Clemson or Washington losing. If one of them loses, we're in. If we win. One of them. Because Michigan's not getting in over us.
Why not?
Because they're not playing in the conference championship game, and they have two losses, and one of them is an unranked loss. We have two top four losses. They have a two and an unranked.
That's a fair point.
And they're not conference champions. And they're not even, like, OSU, yeah. OSU's getting
so
in.
So Wisconsin,
regardless.
You expect them to jump Michigan with the conference championship.
Yes.
And one of Clemson or
Washington.
Who? Washington.
Or Washington has to lose.
Yes. And technically, some people are saying that maybe if the committee is really trying to stress conference championships, that they'd put us in over Ohio State, but that's never going to happen. That would never happen ever.
No, I don't.
Ohio State is the only, is guaranteed in right now. And they're going to be a two seed if Bama wins, and they're going to be a one seed if Bama loses.
For the sake of this podcast, I hope the Badgers find a way.
Yeah. And the national championship game is in Tampa, Florida, where I am from. So it's fate.
I want Bama, Ohio State, Wisconsin, Colorado.
Yes. It could happen.
That's a sexy playoff right there.
It could happen.
It would be Colorado, two severe ass beatings.
Colorado would lose to Alabama by 40.
That could happen. You realize if Washington and Clemson both lose and Colorado will beat Washington, though it could be Colorado and Wisconsin in the playoff.
But seriously, you wouldn't even want to watch that game. It'd be a bloodbath.
Alabama, Colorado?
Yeah.
Colorado would cover that 40-point spread.
Colorado would cover it. You know Colorado would cover it.
Be the biggest spread in the history of college football.
If that happens, I'll put down $500 on Colorado.
You heard it here first.
It would be the biggest spread in the history of the playoff thus far and ever going forward.
Yes.
Yep. Okay, next up.
We've talked about Colorado plenty.
Dylan, what? You have a new coach.
Yeah. The Texas Longhorns have a new coach, to be specific. Tom Herman from U of H.
Tom Herman.
I'm excited about it.
I didn't think it was going
to
happen.
I'm pretty excited. Yeah, there's a lot of I didn't listen to any of the talk. A lot of rumors are coming out that LSU had already agreed to something with him. I wasn't buying it at all because Herman is a Texas guy, and I knew that.
Where's he from?
I'm not sure, but he was a grad assistant at Texas in the 90s.
That's cool.
For Mac Brown?
Mac Brown's first year was 98 at Texas, and he was...
He was pretty born sure Herman in Cincinnati, was there in Ohio.
He was a graduate assistant 1999 to 2000 at UT. Okay.
He has three children, and this is important. Their names are Matic, Priya, and Maverick.
Priya?
Priya.
Spell Priya.
P-R-I-Y-A.
That's an Indian name.
Priya.
Is his wife Indian?
The only Priya I am aware of in existence is a porn star.
But that's not different from Tom Herman's kid.
It's not. I'm assuming it's not his kid.
Yeah, I would think.
I feel like we would have heard about that.
Yeah. Maverick Herman. I can get behind that name.
Matic Herman is the other
Matic.
One. Just interesting names.
Very.
Maverick, you can name yourself. It doesn't matter what your last name is. If you name your kid Maverick, that kid is coming out with a big old dong.
Yep.
So
just to clarify, he's actually born in Ohio, but he coached at Texas Lutheran. He was a grad assistant at UT. He coached at Sam Houston State, Texas State, and Rice, and then Houston. So he's been around Texas for a long time.
He's a Texas guy. So I watched the end of the U of H Memphis game. Tom Herman, it will effectively his last game as the U of H head coach.
Not a great ending.
And I tweeted about this. Really poor clock management.
Well, and that's been a thing with him.
Has it?
Yes.
Really poor clock manager. But the guy can coach an offense. His teams put up points. They win ball games. And he is, apparently is a lights-out recruiter, which I'm excited about.
Yeah. There's some glaring issues on his resume, especially this year. Some of the losses they have to, like, Navy and...
SMU.
SMU.
They lost to SMU.
Yeah, yeah.
But in the... In
they
the,
did have injuries, though.
They also stomped out Louisville. Stomped them out.
Beat the shit out of Louisville. Lose to Memphis. Lose to Navy. Lose to SMU.
It's a weird. It's been a weird year.
Yeah, SMU is not bowl eligible. They're 5-7.
I haven't talked to a single person, a single UT fan, who was able to give me a better name that they would have preferred.
That's fair.
So it's like, I think you did the best you could.
That's fair. I'm not totally sold on Tom Herman.
I don't think
not
you should
all.
Be. But, I just think it was the best option.
Yeah, because Texas wasn't going to get, you know, Harbaugh, Meyer, or Saban, and those are the three, you know, clearly the three best coaches in the country. And your boy Chris is good, too.
Oh, yeah.
Is that why you're coughing over there? But from what was available, I'm pretty happy with Herman.
I think, yeah, I think most Texas fans are. I'm looking forward to seeing how it goes.
Yes.
Preferably very similarly to Charlie Strong. That's just me, though.
No, not for me.
I just beg for Texas mediocrity.
And yeah, nobody feels bad for Strong because he just made like $10 million.
I feel bad for Strong.
I feel bad for him just because the look in his eye. He looked like he were, like a
he's
puppy
a
dog.
He's a defeated man who's been crushed. His players love him.
Where's he going from here?
I don't know. He's going to some directional school. He'll be a head coach or maybe a D coordinator somewhere. I'm not sure. But
I watched Herman. Well, he could take some time off if he wants to. He just got a giant check.
Coaches, they can't really do that, though. Well, they can, but it's just a weird look. Like,
yeah.
Why weren't you coaching last year?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Explain this time gap on your resume.
Yeah.
Where were you from 2016 to 2020? Oh, I had a bunch of money and was in the Bahamas.
Yeah, I was in Cozumel just chilling for a while. You got to keep your head in the game.
Yeah, it was a little awkward during Herman's press conference when he was explaining how he had to address the players. That, like, because, like you said, Strong, very much a player's coach.
Yeah.
They love him. But at the same time, they understand, like, hey, we, you know, kind of have to win games.
Yeah.
And Herman having to kind of, like, ride that line between, we're going to completely change everything. This is unacceptable. This program is garbage. We're going to make it brand new. And being like, we're going to keep some of the things that Charlie did.
Yeah. Yeah,
and bring a lot of new stuff. Like, try to keep it semi-positive. So, awkward. But good for Texas. Good for you.
Yeah. We'll see how it goes.
We'll see how it goes.
I'm hopeful. All right. Mike is letting us know that we're supposed to toss it to a break right now. Or toss to the podcast and then break. That's how it works. Yeah. All right. Let's do that.
Hi. This is Dave from Touching Base. You know what I love? I love college football. And apparently you do too. Oh, hey, look, there's Will DeFreeze. What's up, Will?
What's up, Dave?
What do you think about college football?
I love college football.
I like it too.
That's Dylan. Dylan obviously likes it because he's hosting this podcast that you're listening to. And we talk about everything. Golf, love life, parties, rock and roll, rap. Nothing's off limits.
It's like sex in the form of a podcast.
Yes.
It's true. So listen to us. It's called Touching Base. Again, let us touch your base.
You can find it on iTunes and SoundCloud. Subscribe, listen, party. Enjoy, touch base.
Like you guys.
Hey guys, this is Rob Fox from Total Frat Move, and I'm here to remind you to listen to the Inside TFM podcast. We have new episodes every Thursday. If you want to hear me and the other TFM writers sitting around drinking beers and bullshitting about God knows what, anything from college news to fraternity news to just what's going on in the world, then definitely search TFM on iTunes and give us a listen and subscribe to the Inside TFM podcast.
All right. Let's talk about our pick'em pool. We've got a pick'em pool. Go to twitter.com/backdoorcover. You'll see pinned to the top of that page is our Fox Sports pick'em pool, where every week we pick a bunch of games. You can pick games with us. There's a different winner every week, so even if you haven't been playing, get in there and start playing now. This week's winner went 11-4. His name is Evan. There's two names on here.
Mike,
Connor
it
G.
says the winner is Connor G with an Evan 1 a gift card. Who's the real winner here?
Connor G's won before, though.
Yeah, he won again.
Damn it.
So who the hell's Evan?
Micah.
Evan, some guy named Evan just got super
Evan's
excited.
Evan's the guy who didn't win.
Evan won last.
Congratulations, Connor G, for going 11-4. You win a $50 gift card to manoutfitters.com. Email us or tweet at us.
And then, Evan, Micah owes you a $50 gift card that come out of his own pay. So hit Micah up for it. Don't stop until he gives it to you.
Yeah, just harass him.
Bombard him.
Because he wrote down that you would get one, so you get one.
I went 9-6 and now lead the contest by 4 points overall because Carl shit the bed.
I went 7-8 because I have just completely fallen off. That's actually not bad for me compared to how I've done it recently.
I do like the theory that out of like the hundreds of people in this pick'em, no one's actually picking. And there's like seven of us, and that's why.
That's gotta be.
That's why. That's the only way I could be in first place. I don't understand how.
Can
I
we check those stats? How many people are actually?
How many people are actually picking
out
every week? But there's
I'm
a
doing
shitload.
It.
I mean, there's a ton of people in there, man. I don't know what's going on. Then you're just trash.
Yeah, that's true.
Hit twitter.com/backdoorcover. Check out the pick 'em pool at the top. Get in there. Make picks on this week's games. Get a shot at winning a $50 gift card to manoutfitters.com. Real quick, we're going to get a word in here from some of our other podcasts here at Grand X Media.
What's up? This is Dave. I'm joined by Joe and Madison. We are Dudes Doing Business. We are a podcast for anybody who's just starting their career or, you know, climbing their way up the corporate ladder. We'll do guests. We'll do questions. We'll do anything. Hey, listen to Dudes Doing Business, okay?
All right, let's go over these games we picked last week real quick and some of the biggest college games from the weekend. Thanks to our guest, David Ruff from postgradproblems.com.
Crime Dog.
The Crime Dog for hanging out with us and picking some games. We don't need to go over these individually. Were there any shockers? LSU pounded A&M.
Love it.
Picked that one correctly.
Why did I pick A&M?
I don't know why you picked A&M. I don't know what you're thinking there.
I hate A&M.
Oh, Michigan covered against Ohio State. Dylan, you called that one correctly. Michigan to cover, Ohio State to win. Bama covered. Good God, Vegas is so good. Line is 17.5. Bama wins 30-12. I don't know how they do that. I really don't. It blows my mind. Colorado failed to cover against Utah, but won. We'll count that as a loss. All four of us took Colorado on principle. And I don't think we'll ever stop.
We all picked Florida State, too, and that one hit.
Yeah. I thought that was an easy one. That struck me as an easy line. Florida's just like...
They have a million injuries.
And they're just so up and down. Like, I've just never seen any consistency from them week to week. My lock was Colorado, which was clearly a loss. Dylan was Texas -2.5. Not a good weekend for Texas.
Well, you know, I'm so surprised that they didn't play harder for their coach. That's why I picked Texas
to cover.
But
everybody thought they were going to.
It was Texas -2.5?
Yes,
Texas,
they were favorite.
Oh, my
Texas
God.
Texas gave up at the end of that game. I don't know if you watched it. You shouldn't have watched it. But Texas literally gave up. They like stopped tackling. They just didn't care. It was sad to watch. And that's the biggest insult you can give to a head coach, that your team like quit on you. The biggest insult. And that's what happened.
Yeah. At no point in the game, though, did it seem like they were all there.
You shouldn't have watched that game, first of all. It was terrible.
I only watched bits and pieces, but...
Do you guys remember when Texas was back?
31-9. Yeah,
You mean week one?
It was a big deal. They beat Notre Dame.
I thought that
Notre
maybe
Dame,
there was going to be a
lost
picture...
a million games.
I thought there was going to be a picture of Swoops diving into the end zone. Maybe, like, whoever the commentator was going to sign it. You know, like the Miracle on Ice game, just sign it. Texas is back, and then whatever...
Texas went from unranked to top 10 or 11, something like that, after that win. If they jumped that high.
That was a mistake.
I think that if they had won the national championship, that picture and like the phrase "Texas is back" would have been like an iconic thing for your entire program.
Okay. Yo, man, that almost happened too.
Yeah, why are you even talking about that?
The fuck?
Go Badge.
What's that saying? Ifs and buts.
Were candy and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, that's a fantastic
you know what they say
saying.
About,
we need to bring that back.
You know what they say about a tie, like, right? What?
Like kissing your sister?
It's like kissing your sister.
Why, we're not talking about ties, though.
Talk about kissing
Dave's
sister.
Dave's lock of the week was MSU +13. They did not cover against Penn State. Dan was on UCF +9.5. They lost by 17.
I was at that game.
What?
I was back home in Tampa this weekend, and I went to the war on I-4, UCF versus USF.
At
Raymond James Stadium.
We all missed our locks except for the fucking Wolfie went 1-1. That's bad.
How the fuck were you at that game and you didn't do anything cool for content?
Do you know what that game was?
Yeah, it was Central Florida versus South Florida.
Let me give you a USF game day. That game is in Raymond James Stadium, which is where the Buccaneers play. Meaning that if you look to the north end zone, half of it is taken up by a massive, gigantic pirate ship that has nothing to do with the USF Bulls at all.
This sounds incredible.
It blocks off half of the Jumbotron, so you can't even see the screen.
Does it really block the screen?
It does. It blocks half the screen.
Nice design.
I don't know. I have been there a lot in my life, and I never even recognized that that was a thing. They must have moved it over, but not really, because I'm sure it's a
James's
unmovable
house now.
Do they fire the cannons when they score it in the college?
They do
game?
Not, making it even worse. The entire top level is closed down. Most of the bottom level is not full because USF doesn't have a big fan base. Maybe if they had their own stadium, they would.
What a gimmicky stadium design that is.
Yeah.
We all have a pirate
ship.
Oh,
I'm all about that. And
pirate
like
ship
I said,
in the end zone.
Like I said, that is where the college football national championship is this year. There's going to be a huge pirate ship in that stadium.
Oh, God, I didn't
Dude,
realize that.
Yeah. Every time the Buccaneers score a touchdown, there should be swashbucklers sword fighting on the poop deck of that ship.
Someone should actually die.
And to the death, yes. Yeah. There's two men enter,
do
one
you
man
think
leaves.
That would put asses in the seats.
Do
yes.
you think if the East Carolina Pirates made it to the national championship and played in Raymond James, they would call it a home game? Because it's got a pirate ship in it?
Man, I don't know, Jared. I just don't know.
That's a crazy question. You should write a column about it.
If Jameis can't put asses in seats, death will.
Yeah.
Sword fights.
Like, hey, come for the game and watch probably six-ish people die.
Yeah. Roughly. Give or take. Fucking Wolf's lock was Kentucky plus 23.5 against Louisville. I don't know where he gets these. Where he gets these games that he picks. But Kentucky won outright, so he clearly covered.
He was on Texas as well.
But then he
like
had
me.
Texas minus two. One of the millions of people who thought they'd come out and play for Charlie, they did not.
And let's be clear, TCU is not a good football team.
No, they are not.
They are didn't they annihilate Baylor? Annihilate Baylor, yeah.
I don't know. Who cares?
They did.
Can you name a good football team in the state of Texas right now?
The Dallas Cowboys. Very
good. Dallas Cowboys are
there great. Is currently no Texas college team ranked in the top 25. I don't know when the last time that was the case, but it's been a while.
A&M was ranked before the LSU loss, correct?
Remember the Aggies were ranked number four like 4 weeks ago?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but that was such a sham. That was
tough year for Texas, the state of. Well, university of as well.
Yeah.
Except for Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback of all time.
Who the fuck is Patrick Mahomes?
He had four games of 500-plus yards passing? And
that's
no
just
other,
what they do
no
at
other,
Tech, though.
No other quarterback has ever had more than one.
They play
four.
They play trash teams and just air the ball out every play.
It's beautiful. I wish I was a
they
Tech fan.
They don't run.
Wreck them.
They don't run. They don't play defense. They just throw the ball around.
Tech also finished last week with the number one offense in the country and the last ranked defense in the country.
It's beautiful.
That's hard to do.
That's awesome. That's so fucking cool.
Kingsbury needs to be fired.
That's hard to do.
How can he be fired? He's the coach of the best offense in the country.
And the worst defense. That's an absurd football program.
I think they have four wins or something shitty like that.
I love that they can only recruit. It's like the recruiting pitch just has to be like wide receivers who don't really give a shit about winning. Like, listen, man, we're throwing the ball 50 times a game.
They were 5-7 this year, Tech was.
What's your pitch? If you're Kingsbury, what's your pitch to like a five-star linebacker in
Texas? Don't have
like,
one.
Hey,
No, you say, yeah, we're going to.
I mean, you can help us. Like,
you tell him sometimes he might get to play receiver.
Yeah.
If all the receivers get injured, you could be a receiver.
Like, you'll start from day one. You can help us. We have nowhere to go but up.
That's his thing, though. He's not trying to get these defensive players. He's trying to get the really good offensive players.
Oh, you got to have
a defense. You still have to have a defense.
No, clearly you don't. You can have the best offense in the country and have the worst defense in the country.
Weird
if you
want to win four games.
It's weird how there's just a culture of no defense, all offense at Tech. It's been that way since Leach was there. It's been that way forever.
Yeah, it's bizarre. They refuse to get away from that.
Charlie Strong to Tech defensive coordinator.
Oh,
boom.
God.
Lock it.
Ugh. Anyway, I think it was a bad week for picks. Dan and Dave went like 500. Nobody hit their lock except Wolf hit one of two. It was a bad week.
Ugly.
But this week's going to be a good week, I feel, which is why you should hit mybookie.ag, where they have in-game live betting, so you can place a bet after kickoff if you miss it. Join now, and mybookie.ag will hit you with a bonus.
What's that bonus, Ross?
It's a bonus of some kind. All you do is have to use the word backdoor. That's one word, backdoor, to activate that offer, and you get a bonus.
A fair bonus.
Have you ever had a bad bonus? No.
No.
Bonuses typically are a good thing. Go to mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. Now it's time for the hotline.
Oh, shit.
The best part of every Monday show. You can call us at 800-392-6344. Preferably on game day after your team has suffered a devastating loss. Rant. Ask us questions. Maybe you had a great win and you just want to tell us about it. Call us 800-392-6344. Let's take a listen to this week's first call.
What's up, Backdoor Cover? This is Tortilla Silver calling from Texas A&M. And I'm actually on my way home for the holiday break at the moment. And first off, I just want to say that your gunshot sound effect on the Tuesday's episode damn near made me shit my pants right here in standstill traffic. I almost had a real mess on my hands. Which thanks to that? Y'all's outrageous use of sound effects. Anyway, my question this week is about Dylan, more specifically his anus. Dylan, did you ever get your beehole bleached? And if so, how come we never heard about it? I have a friend who's interested in having something like this done.
A friend.
It's not me. It's a friend of mine. And if you didn't get your beehole bleached, what the fuck, man? I thought you were a man of your word. Anyway, I got a client on hold right now. I got to flip over and close this deal. But Thanksgiving and Sco Buffs.
Did you say his name was Tortilla Silver?
Torchy?
That's big when your listeners start and, like, give themselves, you know, monikers.
Yeah. We needed this.
Yeah, that's good.
Let me check it real quick just to make
sure.
Yeah,
it was Tortilla Silver.
Are you sure?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Tortilla Silver.
What does that mean?
I wonder how he came up with that one.
That is fantastic.
I don't want to know what it means. Just leave it be.
I appreciate the memory on this guy to call in and call you out for not bleaching your anus.
Well, did you bleach your anus?
I did not bleach my anus.
Why not?
I respect you're not lying to our listeners right now.
I almost lied just now, but I decided to keep it real. I didn't bleach my anus for a very simple reason. There's no way, well, there is a way, but it'd be totally inappropriate for me to prove that I bleached my anus to our listeners.
Yeah,
like,
so
I'm not
going to
post
been,
a picture of it. So
it wouldn't have been worth it anyway.
It was all on my word.
You know they trust me. If you would just had me look at it, I could have told them, and they would have been like,
just
wow.
Just stare down the barrel.
But then again, I don't want to lie to these people. They're my people. They're our people.
I'll be real with you.
Tortilla Silver's our guy.
If I had lost that week, I wouldn't have done it either. For the simple reason that there is no fucking way I'm ever bending over and letting somebody bleach my back door.
It would have been very uncomfortable.
Yes. I would have to load up on drugs.
Basically, you get like the girl doggy style position and just let someone just get
and
behind you.
I don't even know how you, they go do like is it like
I don't know
is it like a blaster or a paintbrush of some kind?
I don't know. Maybe we can get someone that, who has had it done to call in and let us know what the process is like. No, honestly, I didn't
I don't
do
know,
it.
I don't
I'm sorry.
Know.
I'm sorry that I didn't do it, but I didn't do it.
You let Tortilla Silver down.
I want this guy to shit his pants though. He almost did, he said.
Yeah, sorry about that. I requested the sound effect of someone blowing their brains out. And
after the bone zone.
And it almost made Tortilla Silver shit his pants. Anyway, good call. Let's hit the next one.
Tortilla Silver. Fucking
great. I love just a random Aggie fan who said he ends his call with Sco Buffs.
Hi, back to our cover. This is Sierra.
Oh, no.
So I went to check-in yesterday at Virginia Tech 1, and I'm so happy because all my friends are back in town, and I have what I love best, alcohol and drugs back, just saying hi. My heart is beating so bad. But yeah, I just was saying hi, but I was thinking that we hang out.
We what? I don't know. For the listeners out there that are not aware of who Sierra is, she calls in on occasion. She gets fucked up.
She's an alcoholic.
And I think she's addicted to cocaine.
And possibly sex as well.
Yeah, she loves sex, gambling, alcohol, and cocaine.
I should mention that was Sierra's second call. The first one was you couldn't really understand it. The only part I could hear was that she said she was very depressed because her cocaine dealer went home for Thanksgiving.
You have to imagine
she found a new plug, apparently.
You know when you're in college and you go.
She also, I'm sorry. After she,
no, no big deal. It's your fucking show.
Well, after she said how dismayed she was that her cocaine dealer was out of town, she tried to plug her Twitter account and try to get us to follow.
Was that worth interrupting, Ross?
Sierra, you don't want to give out your personal information on a podcast where you openly admit to doing drugs and drinking at an astounding pace. But you know how when you're in college and you go home for Thanksgiving, it's essentially you get fucked up with your high school friends and like hook up with girls that you used to hook up with in high school or whatever.
Sure.
Can you imagine the dick buffet that Sierra has going on when she gets back for Thanksgiving? I mean, it has to just be disgusting.
I wonder if people who know who Sierra is are like talking about her backdoor cover appearances.
I wonder.
Sierra's coming to town.
I hope so.
And she's had a hell of a semester, and she's ready to get down.
She just wants to score drugs.
Like, just get an eight ball and a lot of vodka, and we're having a good time.
And then get run through by every dude she dated in high school, which I assume is most of the school. Hey, probably the whole football team.
She's living fast. You know?
Live fast, die old. Something That's like what that. Sierra says.
Sierra, but maybe take it easy. I don't know. I feel like I'm worried about you.
What the hell was... I don't even know what the phone call accomplished.
She just wanted us to know that she's drunk and high and...
Her heart was beating really fast.
From the cocaine.
Yeah, I mean...
I love that mid-call she recognizes the speed of her heart.
Yeah.
Wow. Man, my heart's beating so fast right now.
She's a Virginia Tech fan, is that correct?
Virginia Tech?
Yeah. Okay.
Nut. Next call.
Hey, backdoor cover, what's happening, though? DJ Chrome Dog back in action like Rambo. I tear that ass up like a ham bone. Oh, you know what it is. Speaking of bones, I got a couple to pick this week. First, tell me how Ohio State ain't even going to play for a conference championship, but they're still going to make the playoff. How, Sway? How? Apparently the Associated Press, they on that Illuminati shit. I don't know, man. Anyway, that's just me keeping it topical. I really came to talk about that little Bieber-looking ass, knee braces and a haircut ass. No muscle definition, talking about beater season ass dude, little Matty B raps. This dude can't even drive and he's mouthing off like he's real. And I know his fine ass mama ain't going to let him listen to this, but here's a little reminder for him to protect his fucking neck. All right?
Jesus.
A-Town's rap game doesn't make you hard. Not when mama run your Twitter and you cover Bruno Mars. Sure, those thoughts tell yo daddy when you spit shitty bars. That's because you're a punchline, not a fucking teen rap star. Small podcast? Boy, that's your Twitter game. Should have been a blowy on your mama's bed frame. Think you bow wow? Son, you're Corey Haim. But we're at Dog Maddie for your house in hot flames. Yeah, they say Maddie B shops on bitch outfitters, but the reals, they shop on man outfitters. It's just a rap. I ain't an arsonist. But, A-Town's right over the mountain, though, so come catch these hands, little Maddie. See you boys next Monday. Crime Dog out.
Crime Dog coming through.
What the fuck?
What was that man outfitters plug?
I'm pretty sure he just threatened a 12-year-old.
He said Maddie B shops at bitch outfitters, but real men shop at man outfitters. God. We should start a website called Bitch Outfitters.
High key, the best part about what Crime Dog does is plug our brands and our sponsors in his raps.
I'm still just not, I just don't understand. Like,
He's coming after his neck.
We have to explain something. Dylan has been trolling Maddie B, who, if you don't know who that is, you'll have to Google him on Twitter and in general for years. At least a couple years.
Am I trolling or am I legit?
I think you're a real fan. I think I have always thought that you were a real fan.
Okay, well,
you'll never know.
It's neither here nor there. You're attempting to interact with him, but the interactions have been very one-sided. Dylan tweeting at him is basically what happens.
Well, what I said to him was, so he posted a picture of himself in a wife beater with the caption, beater season, S-Z-N. I quote tweeted it and I said,
it's beater season.
No, it's season.
Season, I think.
No, whatever.
Anyway. I quote tweeted him, and I said, bad boy of rap, which I've done several times before.
Mocking him.
Sure.
He's clearly not the bad boy of rap. He's a small white boy.
There you go. He responded to me. Well, my noties just started blowing up. I was like, oh, what's going on? I scrolled down a little bit, and Matty B added me, and he said, bad boy of small podcasts. So he came from my throat.
He got bodied by your hero.
I got bodied by my hero.
He came at your livelihood, dude.
He came right at me. And so that is what DJ Crime Dog is referencing.
I love how DJ Crime Dog also worked in a How Sway Kanye reference. I mean, there's just so much going on in his calls.
Dude, he's great. I'm a big DJ Crime Dog fan.
Unbelievable.
DJ, keep
also,
doing your thing.
Also, don't actually go murder that small child.
Another thing we can't endorse is threatening the life of a small child.
Regardless of how much of a fuckboy that child might be.
And he is very fuckboy.
He's the god of all fuckboys. You know what? This whole time you've had this whole thing going on with Matty B all these years. I never followed him. I never caved. I'm going to cave now.
You have to.
I want in on this.
The greatest thing about following Matty B on Twitter is his mentions.
Right. The responses.
It is so good.
Yeah.
It's classic.
We'll let you listeners go look at his Twitter, look at the responses to his tweets, and you will see why they are so entertaining.
I found myself in the midst of a legitimate rap beef, so
I don't know if I would call it a legitimate.
I feel good about it, you know.
Do you think that's good
for my personal brand?
Do you think that both people need to be rappers for there to be a rap beef?
No.
No? Okay.
Just stop. I got Crime Dog represent DJ Crime Dog representing me, so
that's true.
Crime Dog versus Matty B. I would love to see that. I would fly out to see that.
When Crime Dog is with you, who can be against you? Is a verse in the Bible, I think.
I feel like if you put Matty B and DJ Crime Dog like up against you, like one microphone, just freestyle battle, I feel like Matty B would just die.
He goes home in a body bag.
Exactly.
Right.
DJ Crime Dog would bury him.
It's the kind of body bag they give to, like, you know, children because he's a child.
A smaller body bag.
Yeah.
Yeah, he weighs, you know, 80 pounds probably.
All right, we got one more call. We got one more call. Let's get it.
Hey, guys. It's Reese from Texas. I'm just sitting out here on my balcony, and I'm just thinking about, you know, where I went wrong with life.
Oh, God.
I'm 23.
Oh, no. He's going to jump.
Still in school. And, you know, my football team sucks. You know, a lot of my calls have been jokes. But I actually think we legitimately suck now. This was supposed to be the game when all of our players were fired up for Coach Strong. And they still couldn't do it. My heart aches right now, guys. I really thought we were going to win. And I kind of don't want to see Coach Strong leave. You know, he's such a good guy from social media and the news tells me. But he's just such a shitty coach. How can we lose when our players are fired up? This is just a spiral of despair right now. I don't know what to do. Now we have Coach Herman in, which, yeah, I think he's going to do good. But I can just hope, guys. I think I have to turn to prayer.
Yes.
It's been a good run, guys. Thanks. Y'all think he's going to bring back Major Applewhite? Because he has a really cool name. And he banged the athletic trainer. So I think that would be kind of funny. But that's about it.
Thanks for calling, as always, Reese. Is he going to bring back Major Applewhite?
I don't know.
I keep hearing that. I feel like that'd be great. And that is one of the all-time sports names.
Major Applewhite is a strong name.
Very strong. Strong to quite strong. I thought I was kind of looking forward to maybe he'd have like a positive call regarding Herman.
He probably called before the hiring of Tom Herman. No, it was pretty much immediate, wasn't it?
Well, next day?
He said we got Tom Herman now.
Oh, did he?
Okay. Yeah.
I missed that.
You zoned out because it was too depressing?
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm assuming that he didn't jump from that balcony. And that he did turn to prayer.
I saw him on Twitter today, so he's alive.
So the prayer worked. You got to turn to prayer when your team shits the bed and lets your entire fan base and your coach who's on his way out down. That's all you can do.
You know what's sad? So Texas is not bowl eligible, so they're not playing again.
That was it.
And so that's the last post-game Reese call we're going to get.
I can't believe they're fucking...
Until next season.
They couldn't even make a bowl.
Nah.
Damn, I didn't realize. Well,
5-7.
Well, here's what Reese will do is he'll hop on the Buffs bandwagon with the rest of us and live or die by the Buffs, I assume.
Okay.
That's my guess. Right.
God, Texas, can he make a bowl?
It's pretty crazy because they won the first two games in a row. No, wait. Yeah, they won the first two games in a row. So they need to win four games out of the remaining... Whatever that is, out of the remaining eight, they'd go 500 through the last eight games of the season and make a bowl game, and they couldn't do it. Pretty pathetic.
Not good after the first two, by the way. They go 4-6.
Your math there was a little fuzzy.
Man, even better. I intentionally understated it so it would sound better when you corrected
it. One thing about Reese is that after Texas beat Notre Dame in game one, which is it looked like a very impressive win at the time, he called it. He was very down on Texas after that huge win and Texas jumped to the top 10. He was not buying it.
Yeah, we gave him a bunch of shit for it.
Yeah, we're like, dude, what are you talking about? Texas looks great. Sure enough, they just fell off the face of the planet.
How can you say they look great when they allowed 47 points in that game?
Reese-tradamus.
Because at the time, everyone thought Notre Dame was really good. And Texas was not ranked in the top 25.
No. Again, the weirdest college football season in recent memory to me.
A weird one.
No idea what the hell's going on. That's it for the hotline calls this week. Call us 800-392-6344. Give us your name and school. Like we said, we'll play the best calls every Monday show. Follow us on Instagram at TFM Tailgate, where we throw up pictures and videos from tailgates from around the country every weekend and throughout the week periodically based on what I've got going on. And now, unfortunately, we have arrived to the part of the show.
Welcome to the Bone Zone! Micah, hit the chime!
That was your strongest intro yet, in my opinion. That was great.
Thank you. I'm glad. And it's good that I did it now because this is the final Bone Zone of the regular season.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Well, because the regular season's so over. I don't know how I could have had more in the regular season.
Are we going to continue this podcast in the off season, or are we just going to reformat it, or what's going to happen?
We just turn it into a college football scouting podcast.
No.
I heard the Badgers are looking at Tomo, Wisconsin, two-star sophomore John.
I would rather die in a fire than do that. That sounds absolutely terrible.
All right, we're going to start off.
Micah, hit the die in a fire sound effect.
Ooh, that, we have that one?
Yeah, Michael will find it.
I want to school the guy who died in an actual house fire.
Yes.
Sad.
Like an actual death. Yeah. Oh, wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. He's been
shouts to all the late, Micah, great Americans who died in house fires.
Make sure you don't play a recording of that kid's death. Okay, we're going to start off the final Bone Zone of the regular season with some pretty harrowing news. I don't know if you guys know this or not, but I may have fudged some of the results of my J-Bones locks of the week.
We're very aware of that.
You think you fudged them, huh? Is that what we're calling it?
Yeah.
We're very aware of this.
Yeah, I don't know if 100% you are. Of them. No, I don't know if you are. I know you're saying that because you're trying to seem cool now.
You haven't hit a single one of your bets.
Some of your bets weren't even real bets that you can take.
Well, let's look through the season. The first 5 weeks sucked ass because there was no Bone Zone because you guys didn't understand how great the Bone Zone was. My first bet, the game was UL Lafayette versus App State. It was UL Lafayette plus 10. I picked ULL minus 24. And App State ended up winning 24-0. So apparently I missed that game by 48 points.
But then you claimed to have won because the number 24 matched the number in the score somehow.
Okay, I fudged it, whatever.
You fudged it.
I'll admit
it.
I fudged it. The next one, Miami plus 4 versus Virginia Tech. I called for a verified push. Micah hit the verified push sound effect. Miami won that game 37-16. So I was wrong about that.
And that's one of the ones that you cannot bet on a push.
You can, and I lost, but
you did. Yeah.
Oh, man. This is tough for me, you guys.
Like, you fudged it.
You know this is tough for me to do, right? But I had to.
Well, keep going.
Like Dylan talking about his unbleached asshole. I need to
get this out on the
table. I need
to
get this off my chest. Next one, Virginia Tech Pitt. I called for an under of 54, and the game had 75 points. The next week, I picked Akron plus 8 over Toledo, and I claimed it was a mega cover. Micah hit the mega cover sound effect.
Mega cover.
I'm glad these exist.
Toledo actually won that game 48-17, so I was off on that by a lot of points.
Okay.
Next week, I picked Akron again, minus 9.5 over Bowling Green, and Akron lost 38-28.
If you didn't know you were a dumbass before, when you pick Akron in back-to-back weeks and lose both times, that's like me with the Roadrunners. Now I know I'm a dumbass.
The next one was Ball State over Toledo. I claim that my phone made the pick, which is true, but I think I backed it. You know, I'm gonna take that one. Toledo won that game 37-19. And then last week I had two locks. One was a lock and one was a super lock. The lock was Miami of Ohio minus 7.5. They lost 20-21 to Ball State. And then the super lock was Central Michigan at Eastern Michigan minus 1. because Central Michigan is more central than Eastern Michigan is Eastern. And Central Michigan lost that game 21-26. I know I claimed that I was perfect with my picks, but
so you're coming clean.
But guys, I literally did not hit a single one of my locks all season long. So that means, like I said, I was perfect this season. Micah, play Stars and Stripes forever, and let's give me the victory parade I so rightfully deserve.
It doesn't work
There are so many people I would like to thank.
By that logic, the Browns are perfect this season.
I was perfect this season. Perfect. There are so many people I'd like to thank. Jesus, and that's Jesus Jones, not Jesus Christ, because Right Here, Right Now is one of my favorite songs. I listened to it while making all my picks. Micah, I want to thank you for all the sound effects. Then I want to thank Micah's computer, because without you, Micah is the equivalent of a monkey sitting behind a typewriter, smashing buttons, and eating his own feces. I'd like to thank Douglas Robb, the lead singer of Hoobastank, for all the support. Dr. Felipe Guy Woog for inventing the vibrating toothbrush. The ancient Greeks for inventing anal lube, and those last two are definitely not related. My girlfriend for all the love and support. Couldn't have done it without you, babe. Dylan and Ross's wives for not leaving their bitch asses for me. That would have really complicated things and ruined our podcast dynamic. And last but not least, I want to thank every J-Boy, Bonehead, Boner, Bone Brigade member, and Bone City Brawler out there for following along and believing in me. We did this together, folks. Micah, hit the applause sound effect one last time.
I think it's very important to acknowledge the fact that what we have developed here is the what could potentially be the most profitable segment in podcast or radio, because all you have to do is fade Jared every week and you will never lose again.
So you went 0-6?
5?
I went 0-8.
8? Which is tough to do.
No, that's hard to do.
Even when you're inventing...
I only invented two of those bets. All the six of those other ones were all Vegas lines
that you lost.
I picked and lost.
And two of them were Akron.
So yeah,
just pretty incredible.
So yeah,
great season of the Bone Zone.
On top of that, this past weekend, Twitter user at TVHockey91 said he was in Vegas. I think he was at the link, and he wanted me to give him some unders to pick. And I gave him Toledo, Western Michigan, and Nebraska, Iowa, and neither of those hit.
All right, I gotta say to the guy who hit Jared up on Twitter asking for picks because he was in Vegas, you sir
are a Bone Zone Bozo.
Bone Zone Bozo.
You're a Bone Zone Bozo, you little bitch. Bone Zone Bozo.
Bone Zone Bozo.
Bone Zone Bozo.
Wah, wah. J-Bone says, you're a Bone Zone Bozo. J-Bone says, you're a Bone Zone Bozo. J-Bone says, you're a... Bone Zone Bozo.
Man.
So what's your lock for this week?
Oh, you're going to like my locks this week. It's time for J-Bone's locks of the week.
Oh, no.
My locks of the week are Washington over Colorado, Clemson over Virginia Tech, Penn State over Wisconsin, and that Wisconsin will not make the college football playoff.
Okay, I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing.
What am I doing?
I like what's happened here. I'm not going to comment on what's happened because I feel it will ruin what's happened. But thank you for sharing those picks with us, J-Bone.
And that's it for the Bone Zone. Micah?
Nothing else need be said.
Hit the exit chime.
The Bone Zone!
Well done, sir.
Thank you. What a great season it's been. Only half a season because you guys are idiots, but you know what a great Bone Zone season it's been.
Well, you're not very nice to us considering that we share a podcast. Just want to point that out. Hey, guys, Cyber Monday is running today at Rowdy Gentleman at rowdygentleman.com, and everything on the site is at least 30% off. That's crazy. That's buku bucks.
If you 30% off of $110...
That would take me years to do that math.
I can't, yeah. The deal will be over by the time I figured that out. But go, we figure it out for you. If you type in, or if you enter in your products that you want, we have a calculator on the website that'll tell you how much you owe after that sale number is factored in.
Is that even true?
I don't think it is. But it's $444.
Yeah, it's called your receipt.
At this time, okay, Jared. Fuck. It's 4:44 p.m. Central Time as of this recording, so we're going to get this up as quickly as we can, but you need to hit rowdygentleman.com right now. Everything is 30% off, at least.
Oh, shit.
Also, any order of $50 or more will receive a free Rowdy Gentleman flag.
What?
Free flag day, son.
Put it like on the on your go-kart or something. Like,
yeah, your go. Fuck yeah, your
you
go-kart.
Know
so when you race, everybody knows you
are a rowdy gentleman.
Are just rowdy as hell. Go to rowdygentleman.com. Check that out now. Shouts? Does anybody have any shouts?
Micah's got a shout.
I just, I had a bad backdoor cover, and I wanted to share it with you guys.
Share it with us.
I was on Ohio State and Michigan, under 46.5.
Yeah.
It looked great until it went to overtime and then to double overtime, where 24 points were scored in the overtime periods.
In the first half, everyone who had the under was stroking off.
I will never be an under boy again. Thanks for nothing, J-Bone.
Hey, go fuck yourself, Micah.
I watched that one and actually during the overtime tweeted weep for the underboys from our account at Backdoor Cover because that was a brutal loss for the underboys. It was a lock in the first half.
I didn't pick it, so I don't know why anybody else would have picked it.
Underboys pick every game. The true underboys. You're just a pretender.
I'm the leader, the fearless leader of the underboys. I don't know what you're talking about.
Shouts to Reese for calling in.
Thanks to the fucking Wolf for coming on, man. We really enjoyed having you.
Shouts to Tortilla Silver.
Shouts to Sierra's drug dealer.
Yeah, the fucking Wolf was supposed to call in and be a segment this week, and he just didn't. He just totally bailed on us like an ass. Hopefully nothing serious going on, though. Shouts to fucking Wolf. Shouts to my grandma, who hopefully never listens to this. Shouts to my cousin, who does. What else?
Shouts to your dad.
Shouts to the homie.
Shouts to
the
homie.
You know who you are.
Out there listening to this in the future. Subscribe on iTunes. Give us a 5-star rating. Leave a review. Check out our other podcasts in the Grand X Media Network. Follow us on Twitter at Backdoor Cover. Follow us on Instagram at TFM Tailgate. And hit our twitter.com/backdoorcover to see the Pick'em League that we have pinned to the top of that post. Also, get on mybookie.ag this weekend when you're throwing down your bets. Use the promo code BACKDOOR and get a bonus. Don't be a pussy. Check out my bookie.
Don't be a bookie. Check out my pussy.
Okay. That's it. We're done. No more.
J-Bone! Out.
That cannot be the last thing people hear. It's the only reason I'm saying the sentence I'm saying right now.